Don't you know we've come this far?
Welcome to the History of Christianity podcast with Daniel White the Thorn. My name is Sneaqua Grace White, and I am the fourth oldest daughter of Daniel White the Thorn. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White the Thorn helps believers understand the basics of Christian
Ladies
history.
And gentlemen, this is Daniel White the Third, president of Gospel Light Society International. With the History of Christianity podcast number 145, titled Ambrose of Milan, Part 4, The Bishop and the Throne. Our scripture passage for today is for the History of Christianity podcast is Psalm 77, 11-13, which reads, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of all thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Our History of Christianity quote for today is from Polycarp. He said, let us then persevere unceasingly in our hope and in the pledge of our righteousness that is in Christ Jesus. Today in the History of Christianity, we are looking at Ambrose of Milan, Part 4, The Bishop and the Throne, from Dr. Justo L. Gonzalez's fine work, The Story of Christianity, Volume 1. By the way, he was born to write these two volumes. The western portion of the empire was ruled by Gratian and his half-brother Valentinian. Since the latter was still a child, Gratian was also regent in his domain. Gratian was then killed in a rebellion, and the usurper, Maximus, threatened to take Valentinian's territories. The boy emperor was defenseless, and therefore in a desperate move, he and his mother, Justina, sent Ambrose as an ambassador to Maximus. The bishop was successful, and the expected invasion was averted. In spite of this, relations between Ambrose and Justina were not good. The empress was Arian, and insisted on having a basilica where Arian worship could be celebrated. On that point, Ambrose was adamant. He would not have a holy place desecrated by heretical worship, nor would he allow the Empress's power to be used to further the Arian cause in Milan. Thus followed a long series of memorable confrontations. At one point, Ambrose and his followers were besieged by imperial troops surrounding a disputed church, while those outside threatened the besieged with the clash of arms. Ambrose rallied his flock by singing hymns and psalms. Finally, Justina sought an honorable retreat by demanding that, if not the church, at least its sacred vases be delivered to the emperor. After all, had not Ambrose done as much for a mob of refugees and captives? Again, the bishop refused and answered, and I quote, "I can take nothing from the temple of God, nor can I surrender what I received, not to surrender, but to keep. In so doing, I am helping the emperor, for it is not right for me to surrender these things, nor for him to take them." It was in the midst of such confrontations with imperial power that Ambrose ordered that an ancient burial ground under one of the churches be dug up. There, two skeletons were found, probably dating back long before the Christian era. But someone remembered hearing as a child about two martyrs, Protasius and Gervasius, and immediately the remains were given those names. Soon rumors were circulating about the miracles performed by the sacred relics, and the people rallied over more closely. And the people rallied rather ever more closely around their bishop. Next time, my beloved, we will continue looking at Ambrose of Milan, Part 5, The Bishop and the Throne. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we praise you and we thank you for being there watching over us. And we thank you, Lord, for being the God of history. Thank you, Lord, for giving people the ability to research and to dig and to put things together in such a way to give us an idea of how things went on in our Christian history, and giving us a better understanding of the foundations that we're on. Help us to learn from the past, to repeat the good things, to avoid the bad things, and to keep the main thing, and that is the Great Commission that you left us, Lord Jesus. For it is in your name we pray. Amen. Now, dear friends, simply knowing the facts about Christian history without knowing the one on whom this faith is based will do you no good. If you do not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, may I encourage you to get to know Him today. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Simply believe in your heart that the Lord Jesus Christ died for your sins. He shed His blood for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can be a part of the church in this life, and in the life to come, live in heaven forever with God. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will do so. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Until next time, my beloved, please remember that history is truly his story. God bless you.